Do you love your wife so much that you would steal a church for her? Well, Rufus Kimpton did. Hi, I'm Ian McDonald, and welcome to A Tour Guide's Guide. This episode, we're going to get into my favorite story from British Columbia history. Okay, so here we go. The year was 1897, and there was a town just west of present-day Golden in the BC Rockies, and its name was Donald. And Canadian Pacific Railway had made that their divisional section. They decided they were going to move that section over Rogers Pass to Revelstoke, where it still is today. So they said to the people of Donald, once the railway is gone, this will become a ghost town. And we don't want you to live in a ghost town, so we will move your home, your business, anywhere along the Canadian Pacific Rail Line that you want to relocate to. So Rufus went home, he talked to his wife, Selina, and they decided on Windermere, a beautiful little town in the Columbia Valley, about 120 miles away from where Donald is today. And true to their word, Canadian Pacific packed up their house and shipped it off to Windermere. They got it all set up. Rufus, Selina, they moved in. Everybody's happy, right? No. Selina was unhappy. And when Rufus went to her and said, "What's wrong?" she said, "I miss the church in Donald." You see, in 1897, Windermere didn't have a church. And Rufus, well, he didn't like to see his wife unhappy. And, well, Donald was shutting down. What were they going to do with St. Peter's Anglican Church? So Rufus got some guys together from the town of Windermere. They went to Donald. They packed up St. Peter's Anglican Church, and they started to move it to Windermere. Now, along the way, they overnighted in Golden, and while they slept, somebody stole the bell, a 272-kilogram bell. What's that, around 600 pounds? Poof! Vanished. Undaunted, the next morning, Rufus and his crew, they carried on. They got the bellless church back to Windermere. They set it up, and everybody's happy, right? Wrong. Revelstoke. You see, in 1897, Revelstoke didn't have a church either. They were holding their church services in the schoolhouse, and they had been promised St. Peter's of Donald. Well, moving day came, and the people from Revelstoke, they made the trek. I don't know how long it took in 1897 to cover that 75 miles over Rogers Pass, but they got to Donald, and their church was stolen. They did some investigative work when they returned home to Revelstoke, and they realized what Windermere had done. So they wrote angry letters to Windermere, demanding that their church be turned over. But I think Windermere's response was, go pound sand, possession is 9/10 of the law. And finally, a year later, in 1898, the town of Revelstoke gave up. They built their own church, which they also named St. Peter's, just to make themselves feel better. But that's not the end of the story. What happened to the bell? Well, we got to wait 60 years. 1957, the bell turns up, and it's hanging in St. Paul's of Golden, also known as the Church of the Stolen Bell. Well, the people of Windermere decided that 6 decades without their bell was long enough. They got the gang back together, so to speak. Now, I think in 1957, Rufus's church thieving days were done. But he and Selina did have 2 sons, maybe, I don't know. But they got a truck. And in the middle of the night, they drove to Golden. They went into St. Paul's and they stole back their bell. They were so pleased with their accomplishments the next morning in Windermere that they held a parade through the streets of town, and they marched that bell right up to St. Peter's Church. Hooray! 60 years! The bell has finally returned. Not for long. The vicar came out, and he said, "I appreciate what you've done, but two wrongs don't make a right. Take the bell back to Golden." And that's where it hangs today, in the Church of the Stolen Bell, St. Paul's. Well, there you have it, a heartwarming tale of true love and true crime. You can still see the stolen church, St. Peter's, today in Windermere. It's at the corner of Victoria Avenue and Kootenay Street. Until next time, this is Ian McDonald for A Tour Guide's Guide.